Hare Krishna. It is only by the unlimited grace of the Lord that we come across saintly people in life. And it is said that to be able to meet such elevated souls is not by chance, not by fluke that we meet. Sometimes we don't even want them to meet. Sometimes we don't even think that we should meet some people like this. Sometimes we don't even desire that aisa hona chahiye. We don't plan that way. But it is said that durlabha manava janama, the human life is very rare, very very rare. Out of so many lives that we see around, na, bird life, reptiles, insects, animals, fish, aquatics, birds, so many kinds of species are there. And every species has millions of them, you know, like birds are, so many birds are there, so many insects are there, so many aquatics are there, so many animals are there, so many human beings are there. So in that millions of lives that we see around, what is percentage of human life? Nothing, hardly anything. How many human beings are there? 650 crores in the world. There may be 65,000 million other people may be there, other living entities. We can't even see them so many times. We require microscopes, right from bacteria, virus to leke elephant tak. There are so many lives are there. One of them is human life. And it is very, very rare. And what is the purpose of giving the human life to us? We are also like Atma, no? That bird also Atma, me also Atma. But that Atma is in the form of a bird. And you and me are in the form of human being. Why this chance is given? So that in this body, you can go back to our Lord. You have intelligence, you have speech, you have so many arts, you have so many other higher faculties, higher functions with you. You can think, you can meditate, you can do so many things. You can understand the purpose of life, you can learn the purpose of life, you can do tapasya, you can do study scriptures, you can do so many things which the birds, animals cannot do. But so many facilities are given to you. For what? So that you can once again go back to the Lord. But further it is said that in this rare human life that you have received, there is one more rare thing that is available. That is durlabha manava janama satsange tarho e bhava sindhuri. Satsang is the rarest thing than human life also. In the human life, one more rare thing is there. That is to be able to be with saintly persons. Mahatmas. Mahatma means great souls. Great spiritually advanced souls who are very close to the Lord, which is very dear to the Lord. They are those great souls whose meeting is very rare. It's not ordinary or by chance. That meeting, if you meet a great sadhu or saintly personality or a great saintly person in this life, that means you have done all necessary things in the past lives to be able to meet a saintly man in this life. So you may think, I didn't plan any time. But how I am able to see a saintly personality? It is because in the past lives you have already done those things. What are those things? Maybe chanting, maybe praying, maybe helping poor people, maybe visiting holy places, maybe helping a devotee of the Lord when he was in difficulty, or maybe helping to construct church or a temple or a mosque or to holy place, or maybe helping others to go to holy places, help them to pay money or assist them, take them around. All these kind of activities when you do, read scriptures, follow rules and regulations, follow fasts, how many fasting we do, no? All those, go to holy places, give donations to activities in the holy places, distributing scriptures, God's message to everybody else. As a result of all these activities, then sometimes in life you meet a great saint who is very close and very dear to the Lord. And then what happens? It is said that sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha ho, sarva shastra koi. That is what? All the scriptures are proclaiming very loudly about the glories of meeting a saintly person. What they are saying? How glorious is to meet a saintly person? All scriptures are declaring boldly and glorifying and proclaiming about this glory of a meeting of a saintly person to you in this life. And then what is said? Lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoye. What is lava matra? What is love? Any idea? Love. 1/12th part of a second is called love. The time which is taken by the eyelid to blink is called love. Love means 1/12th part of a second. Even if that much time you actually take the company of a saint, sarva siddhi hoye, all the perfections that you desire and you deserve and you want will appear in your life. Not just physically being with the saint, taking his association, taking his message, listening to the message, being really with him. It's not you are with Saint Peter and you are thinking of a woman whom I will have in the evening my date with. That's not satsang. Satsang means you are with him by mind, soul, body, your attention is all with him. And he speaks whatever number of words he speaks to you, you take it to your heart and follow in your life. That is called lava matra sadhu sangha. It's not just ki maine bhi suna hai bahut pravachan, mujhe batane ki zarurat nahi aapko. Wo sang nahi hota hai. Sang tab hota hai jab jo aapne suna hai wo jeevan mein utarte ho. Tabhi wo sang hota hai. Otherwise so many people you meet na, you don't follow them in life. But this person you hear and you follow. So lava matra sadhu sangha jab aap karte ho, sarva siddhi hoye, all that you deserve and desire to happen, perfections in life. And what is perfection of life? Anybody can say? What is the perfection of life? It's to develop devotion to God. Relationship with God. Establish that relationship. Bhagwan se nata jodna. Aur uske baad bhi kya karna hai? Unki seva karna. Keval connection karna nahi hai. Jab phone karte hain to, haan connection ho gaya. Phir kya? Baat karte hain ki nahi karte hain? Talk na after that. Dial ghumaya aur, haan ho gaya, connection ho gaya. हाँ ठीक है, वो भी बात नहीं कर रहा, आप भी बात नहीं कर रहे, ऐसा होता है कभी? नो, व्हेन यू कनेक्ट यू स्पीक, यू इंटरैक्ट, यू एक्सचेंज, देन द फोन कॉल इज परफेक्ट. व्हेन यू कनेक्ट एंड यू टॉक, सो व्हेन यू कनेक्ट विद द लॉर्ड, व्हाट यू डू? यू सर्व हिम, यू डेवलप रिलेशनशिप विद हिम. दैट इज कॉल्ड सर्व सिद्धि. एंड सर्व सिद्धि मीन्स ऑल परफेक्शंस ऑफ लाइफ आर अवेलेबल इन द कंपनी ऑफ अ सेंटली पर्सनैलिटी. And one saintly personality can deliver millions of souls back home, back to Godhead. One Jesus Christ, one saintly person, Tukaram Maharaj, one Janeshwar can connect millions of people with the Lord by their potency, by their just being there. Astitva, presence. Only by being present, they can inspire so many people. When you meet a holy man, you don't feel disturbed. All disturbances go away immediately. And some people are like this, you know, they look very ordinary, poor people, you know, they are like village, uneducated, no property, no education, nothing, struggling in life. But their wealth is not judged by external property and external belongings. So-called what we feel is very great. Kunti Devi is explaining to you in Bhagavat. What Kunti Devi says? Janma, Aishwarya, Shruti, Sribhir. Four things make you proud. What are the four things? One is Janma. You may say, I am daughter of Mrs. Morarji Desai. I am son of Indira Gandhi. I am Jawaharlal Nehru's granddaughter. But you are proud of what? Your birth. Ki main aise kul mein janm liya hai. Pata hai main kiska beta hun? Main chief minister ka beta hun. That is what makes you proud. Ki I am born in such a great family. Or you may feel I am born in scientist family. I am born in a great learned people family. Janma. Then second is what? Aishwarya. Whatever you think you have, na? Money, wo kya bol rahi hai? Kya bol rahi thi wo? Mero mero kare chod de ya nadani ko. You are saying, this is mine, this is mine. So what is that mine? My wealth, my property, my investments and my contacts and my influence and my power, my position and my this and my this. So Aishwarya. Usse kya hota hai? Aadmi ko garv hota hai. It is said that even a beggar is proud of his penny. उसको एक फूटी कौड़ी होती है लेकिन उसका भी गर्व होता है. मेरे पास रेलवे स्टेशन पे मैं दादर पे भीख मांगता हूँ, ये मेरा ऐश्वर्य है. तुम तो मेरा रोड में भीख मांगते हो, दादर में मेन ब्रिज पे मैं भीख मांगता हूँ. अभी मैं मेरी जमाई को वो दहेज में देने वाला हूँ. मेरे बेटी की शादी होने वाली है, तब मैं मेरा प्रेशियस जो दादर का ब्रिज है भीख मांगने का एरिया, मैं उसको दान देने वाला, फिर वो वहां बैठ के भीख मांगेगा. इवन बेगर इज प्राउड ऑफ हिज बेड, नथिंग इज देयर बट ही स्टिल प्राउड. ओके, देन ऐश्वर्य, देन श्री. व्हाट इज श्री? श्री इज मनी. श्री ऑल्सो कैन बी कॉल्ड एज ब्यूटी. श्री कैन बी डिफाइंड एज मेनी थिंग्स. श्री कैन बी नॉलेज, श्री कैन बी ब्यूटी, श्री कैन बी वेल्थ, ऑल दोज थिंग्स. Opulence means something else. Opulence means power, connections, influence. No, many things are there. And Janma, Aishwarya, Shruti. Shruti is knowledge. And Shri. Shruti is knowledge. Shruti means knowledge, Vidya. Now, man is very ugly, very curly, dark hair, many pimples on the face, very looking, thick glasses. But he has 10 PhDs on his name. So you still bow down to him, sir. अभी अब्दुल कलाम इज नॉट अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल मैन, ए शॉर्ट डार्क फिलो, ऐसे बाल उसके, यू नो ये साइंटिस्ट आदमी है, ही हैज बिकम अ प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ इंडिया, इतना नॉलेज है उसको, इतना लोग रिस्पेक्ट करते हैं उसको. तो यू व्हेन ही केम टू भक्तिवेदांत यूनिवर्स सेड, क्या रे अगले आदमी, हु इज दिस मैन, यू नो हु इज ही, ही सो मच नॉलेज ही हैज गॉट, सो मच पावर ऑफ विद्या ही हैज, वेल्थ ऑफ नॉलेज. तो श्रुति इज ऑल्सो मेक्स यू प्राउड, इवन इफ यू आर नथिंग, इफ यू आर लॉट ऑफ नॉलेज बिकम्स, आई एम पंडित, मैं बड़ा आदमी, बहुत नॉलेज है. और अभी के जमाने में ना जन्म के लिए गर्व करते हैं, ना विद्या का गर्व करते हैं, एक चीज का गर्व करते हैं, क्या है? हाँ, आज के जमाने में सब लोग भाव किसको देते हैं? पैसा. ब्यूटी हो या ना हो, अंगूठा छाप होगा, बनिया छाप होगा, उसको अक्षर लिखने को आता नहीं हो, हाँ पांच अंगूठी पहना है और करोड़ों रुपए का पैसा है तो लोग बोलते हैं धन्यवाद साहब, थैंक यू वेरी मच, सलाम आपके लिए. हाँ, खाली पावर और पैसा, बस वही लोगों को आज लोग पूछते हैं उसको. नॉलेज को लोग पूछते नहीं आजकल, वो केयर्स फॉर नॉलेज. थोड़ा ब्यूटी को पूछते हैं, थोड़ा सेक्स करने के लिए, एंजॉय करने के लिए, बाकी कुछ ब्यूटी ब्यूटी को पूछते नहीं, पैसा को सब पूछते हैं, मनी एवरीबडी. तो कुंती देवी क्या बोलती है? जन्म, ऐश्वर्य, श्रुति, श्रीभीर, बोले ये चार जिसके पास है ना, उसको भगवान की भक्ति नहीं मिल सकती है. जो ये चार चीजों पर गर्व करता है, तो हम अकिंचन गोचरम, भगवान को बोलते हैं भगवान आप केवल उनके हो जो अकिंचन गोचरम, मतलब जो अकिंचन है. अकिंचन मतलब क्या? पैसा नहीं उसके पास. अकिंचन जिसको बोलते हैं, हू हैज नो मनी, जिसके पास कुछ नहीं है उसके आप होते हो. तो आम अकिंचन गोचरम, जो जिसके पास कुछ नहीं होता है उसके आप होते हो, समझे ना? ऐसा है. वो दीवार में कैसे बहुत है अमिताभ बच्चन ब्रिज के नीचे, उनका देखो मेरे पास गाड़ी है, बंगला है, गाड़ी है, ये वो है, तुम्हारे पास क्या है? एक किराए की वर्दी, एक किराए की जीप, एक दो तरह की नौकरी, क्या है तुम्हारे पास? तो मेरे पास माँ है. क्लीन बोल्ड हो गया ना, क्या फायदा इस वेल्थ का? यू कांट हैव मम्मी विथ यू विथ ऑल दिस वेल्थ. मम्मी क्या बोलती है? अरे बेटा विजय, तो अभी इतना अमीर नहीं हुआ रे कि तेरी माँ को खरीद सके, अपनी माँ को खरीदने की कोशिश मत कर, क्योंकि दुनिया की कोई वेल्थ से लेके तू तेरी माँ को खरीद नहीं सकता है. मैं तो जा रही हूँ तुम्हारा घर छोड़ के. मैं आपको फिल्म का एग्जाम्पल क्यों दिया, आपको समझ में आएगा, तो तुरंत समझ में आएगा, इसलिए आपको मैंने एग्जाम्पल दिया है. तो कहने का तात्पर्य क्या है? विथ ऑल दिस थिंग्स, ऑल दिस हाई बर्थ, नॉलेज, वेल्थ, ब्यूटी, यू कांट परचेस हैप्पीनेस. ये सारा धन लेकर आप दुकान में जाओगे, मेरे को एक किलो हैप्पीनेस दे दो, नहीं मिलेगा कोई से, किसी से नहीं मिलेगा. लेकिन साधु के पास जाएगा ना, मिलेगा. बिना साधु को दौलत रुपया देते हुए भी साधु के संग में आपको वो नॉलेज मिलेगा जिससे आपको आनंद मिलेगा, गारंटीड है, एंड दैट इज वेरी रेयर. सो हमारा वेल्थ क्या है? हाउ मेनी सेटली पीपल यू नो एंड हाउ मेनी यू आर कनेक्टेड विथ, दैट इज योर वेल्थ ऑफ लाइफ. इफ यू डोंट नो any saintly person and you are very wealthy, very highly positioned, highly power politically positioned personality, and you have a lot of people under you, but you don't know any saintly person in life, you are poorest of poor. Or another thing, you have everything in life but you don't have anybody to love you, then you are poorest of all poor person. So happiness kis mein hai? Happiness is in loving relationships. And happiness is in relationship with saintly people. Why saintly people? Because saintly people give you the costliest things in life. What is the costliest thing in life? Yes. What is the most costly, most valuable thing in life that you can think you can achieve it and you can be happy about it? It is God. It's the Supreme Lord Himself. उससे भाई कोई कीमती वस्तु दुनिया में तो है क्या? And somebody who gives you that, take, I am giving you connection with President of America. लो ये फोन पे बात करो, अभी आपको कनेक्ट करके you can talk to him. Somebody is giving you saying, take this name of the Lord. I am giving you connection with the Lord right now, connecting with you. तो आप क्या बोले? नहीं नहीं नहीं, मेरा अभी 1 करोड़ का बिजनेस डील होने वाला है, वो बाद में आ जाऊंगा. अभी आप बोले 1 करोड़ को मारो गोली, भगवान से बात करने को मौका मिल रहा है तो आप क्या छोड़ेंगे उसको? अगर आपको बुद्धि होगी तो नहीं तो नहीं. तो सेंटली पर्सन इतना कीमती क्यों होता है? बिकॉज सेंटली पर्सनैलिटी इज कैरिंग द लॉर्ड इन द हार्ट ऑलवेज एज हिज ओन प्रॉपर्टी, एंड गॉड वेरी हैप्पीली बिकम्स अ प्रॉपर्टी ऑफ द सेंटली पर्सन. लॉर्ड सेल्स हिमसेल्फ टू अ सेंटली पर्सन. He becomes his property. Just see, the Lord is so merciful and so kind. He himself becomes the property of his devotee and does as per the devotee's desire. Jo karna hai karo mere sath tum. Bichara Arjun, achha devotee tha. To Bhagwan ne kaha bola, main tera sarathi banunga. I'll become your driver. Arjun ne kaha become driver. This position na driver ka apne bada aadmi hota hai. But out of love, God became his ड्राइवर. ड्राइवर का मतलब क्या होता है? इन द वॉर व्हेन यू ड्राइव अ कैरियर ना, यू कांट से टेक राइट टर्न सर, नाउ यू टेक लेफ्ट टर्न सर, नाउ टेक अगेन लेफ्ट टर्न, नाउ टेक यू टर्न. देयर इज नो साउंड इज सो लाउड देयर. हाथी चिल्ला रहे, घोड़ा चिल्ला रहा है, इधर लोग चिल्ला रहे, गर्जना कर रहे, इधर सुना नहीं पड़ता कुछ उसके अंदर. तो डायरेक्शन देने का एक ही तरीका होता है. वो जो रथी है ना, रथी, वो सारथी को लात मारता है. अगर राइट में लात मारेगा तो ये सपोज टेक राइट टर्न, लेफ्ट में मारेगा तो सपोज टेक लेफ्ट टर्न, बीच में मारेगा तो यू टू गो स्ट्रेट. सो कृष्णा टॉलरेट ऑल दीज थिंग्स, बट देयर इज नो अदर वे, देयर इज नो अदर स्टैंडर्ड वे. ऑल दिस एवरीबडी डज द सेम थिंग, इज नॉट डूइंग एनीथिंग समथिंग एक्स्ट्राऑर्डिनरी फॉर द लॉर्ड. वॉट एवर ऑल रथीज डू फॉर सारथीज, अर्जुन इज डूइंग फॉर कृष्णा. बट आउट ऑफ लव कृष्णा हैज एक्सेप्टेड द पोजिशन. When Krishna said, like, I will become your charioteer, he knew what does it mean. He said, I will become a charioteer, but don't kick me. Loudly tell me, but I don't kick me, I will not accept it. He accepted the true position of a driver and became a driver not for one day, madam. Sunset to sunrise, sunrise to sunset. Kam se kam 12 ghante hote na, kam se kam. Average 12 hours. 18 days into 12. Kitne ghante ho gaye? Gino, turant batao mere ko. 216. 216 hours our dear Lord has been in a position of a driver of his devotee. Why? Out of love. Out of love and devotion of that Arjun. The Duryodhan asked him to come for lunch in my house. And Duryodhan was a king, na? He was Yuvraj. So uske paas to bahut sympathy tha. ही ऐसा लंबा क्यूजिन लगाया उसने, पूरा बिग क्यूजिन, ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ वैरायटी ऑफ आइटम्स. तो कृष्णा सेड, ही वेंट टू हिज हाउस, कृष्णा सेड, दुष्ट अन्न ना भोक्तव्यम. ऑल्दो यू हैव मेड अ बिग लिस्ट ऑफ आइटम्स हियर, वेरी टेस्टी अट्रैक्टिव, मैं नहीं खाऊंगा इसको, क्योंकि आपका मन बहुत दुष्ट है. और दुष्ट मन जिसका है, उसके हाथ का या घर का या उसके पैसे का खाना नहीं खाना चाहिए. क्या होता है कि दुष्टता, जो उसके मन की दुष्टता है, वो भी आपके अंदर आ जाती है. वी शुडंट एक्सेप्ट फूड ऑफ कनिंग पीपल एंड व्हाट इज कॉल्ड, क्या वर्ड है उसका, दुष्ट, क्या क्या बोलते इंग्लिश में, क्रूकेड पीपल, सिनफुल पीपल. वी शुड नॉट एक्सेप्ट फूड फ्रॉम द हैंड्स ऑफ क्रूकेड पीपल, फ्रॉम द मनी ऑफ क्रूकेड पीपल, एंड सर्व्ड बाय क्रूकेड पीपल, एंड कुक्ड बाय क्रूकेड पीपल. व्हाई? Because you also adopt that mentality of that person who is serving you. That's why we say कि पाप का पैसा मत खाओ, पुण्य से कमाओ, पैसा हो तो खाओ. पाप से खाएगा तो पाप तुम्हारे अंदर घुस जाएगा. So भगवान ने बोला दुष्ट मन dushta anna na bhoktavyam. So Krishna left that food, so attractive, and went to the house of Vidura, his uncle. And Vidura was not at home. So Vidura's wife was alone at home. So Krishna just entered without notice. So I informed him that I am going to come. 4 o'clock I will come. Suddenly he entered. And she was alone. She was like confused. And she was so much devoted to Lord. She saw the Lord. Hey, Lord is coming to my house. She was so overwhelmed with devotion and love that she just said, "Kya ghar pe kuch hai nahi, kuch tayari nahi, kuch nahi. To kya karega tujhe? Dhunda do." Kela mila, kela. To kela chalu kiya, khol ki. Bola, "Main khilaungi apne apne haath se." Kela khola, kela fek diya aur chilka diya. Ek diya. Dusra kela nikala, kela khola, kela fek diya, chilka diya. Aur Bhagwan chilka kha rahe. He's eating, eating, eating. After a few minutes, news comes na ki, "Arey, Bhagwan to Vidur ke ghar pe gaye." So Vidura was outside. So Vidura came to know that God has come to my house. So he comes running to the house. And what he sees, "Hey, this foolish wife is serving peels of banana to my Lord. Oh, foolish lady, stop it." So Krishna is saying, "Shh, don't disturb. I am not accepting banana or peel. I am accepting her devotion. I am not interested in she is giving banana or peel. I am just enjoying her loving relationship with me. With so much of love she is giving that she is forgetting what she is doing. So much of love. Lord is eating banana peels. Why? Out of love. Why is he eating banana peels? He has to, he is hungry or he has no food in his house or what? He has just come to taste the love of Vidur's wife and Vidur's hut. So why I said, why Vidur's wife is important here? Where the Lord is going to her house to eat her banana peels. So if you ask me, who will you like to connect with first if you are given choice? आपको एक ही चॉइस दिया जाता है कि दोनों में से एक को कनेक्ट करना है आपको, तो whom will you connect? I would like to connect with Vidur's wife first. Because she has the key to control this man. I may connect with Lord, but I don't have the devotion maybe. But if I connect with that person who has the devotion, she will connect me to the Lord. तो सिख धर्म के अंदर भी लिखा है, I don't know that exactly Sikh word line lines, but the meaning is like this. If you meet Guru and Govind, that means Lord and his disciple or his follower, his saintly personality, Guru and Govind. तो किसके पाँव लगेंगे आप पहले? सबसे पहले आप किसका पाँव छुएंगे? बोले गुरु को पाँव छुएंगे. क्योंकि गोविंद को हम जानते नहीं अब तक. We don't know who Lord is. बुक में पढ़ा है, but we don't have any connection with him. We go to church, we go to temple, we see his murti, but I don't have any connection with him. I have not yet established a connection. I want to connect. जमाने अब तक मेरे को. But he is the man who has connected me with the Lord. So I will bow down to him first. And then I will bow down to the Lord. Because of him, I came to know who is he. If he was not there, I would not know who is he. It was like anybody else to me. But because of him, I know who is he. That's why if I ever get chance to meet Guru and Govind together, I will first touch the feet of Guru. And then I will touch the feet of Govind. So much important. And Lord loves this. Lord will not say, "Aisa hai ka tumhara technique. Haan, achhe hushar ho tum. I thought you'll touch my feet. I am God." But God is extremely happy when you do this. Mad bhakta puja vyadika. If you want to really win my heart, he says, "Don't worship me. Worship my devotee." This is Lord's words in Bhagavatam. Mad bhakta puja vyadika. If you want to win me, don't serve me. What is the easiest way to please you? I come to your house and I give gift to you. I speak sweet words to you. But if I do, I come to your house, I don't give anything to you, but I bring sweet for your Yashoda. What is the easy way to please you? Easiest way to please her is to give gift to her beloved, whom she loves. If I show love, then she immediately is happy. Because that person she loves very much. I show love to that person, she is very happy. Immediate easiest way to please her is to, not to please her, to please her beloved. In America, if you go, easiest way to please American man is?
No.
By the word, loving his dog. Love me, love me, love my dog first. Immediately, he will love you. Because you love his dog. Because he loves his dog. You love his dog. He loves you. Vaise hi, Krishna loves his devotees like anything. As I told, he sells himself to his devotees. And then devotees can give you the connection of the Lord. Because they have him with them as their property. That's why don't go on externals. Somebody who looks very effulgent, somebody with a long beard, somebody has very clean white clothes, somebody speaks very eloquently spiritual words, and somebody has many followings and lots of temples and, you know, lots of ashrams and lots of institutions and lot of number of people are praising him. Don't go by that. That still can be illusion. You can still be cheated. But this can be also achieved by people, by hard work. Devotion is something else only. Devotion can be judged by something like this. I don't want to take any names. I don't know anybody's history or geography. We should know the principle. We should not be interested ki he is bad and he is good. That's not our business. Our business is to know what is right thing. We can discuss how to find the right guru. That knowledge we should have. Who is right and who is wrong, who cares? I will give you criteria. With the criteria, with the formula, with the protocol, you go and find who is right guru. I can give you the guideline to you. That is our job. Krishna has given the guideline, Bible has given the guideline, all scriptures have given the guideline. Who is the right person who can take you to God? It is never said that one who has a lot of followings, one who has very beautiful face, one who has long beard, one who speaks very impressive words. No. Tatatam kirtayantu mam yatantasya dhadavrataha. One who is constantly glorifying me and one who is fixed in my service. He is my devotee. And you worship him, Krishna says. No. Whether Krishna says in Gita or someone else says in Bible, someone else says in Quran, truth becomes different? The names are different. Here Krishna, Arjuna is there, somebody else is there. But truth remains same. One who is constantly dedicated in service to the Lord, in fixed devotion, constantly chanting his glories. And his life is an example of that. Such a saintly person we must meet in this life. If you are not met, life is a waste. Everything else is you achieve. Education, money, position, advancement, people achieve kiya. But sadhu ka mulaqat nahi hua. Waste ho gaya sab kuch. Even if to, like one day, Ramesh Babaji Maharaj ko milne ke liye hamare Gurudev gaye. I always accompany him, so I also went to meet. So as soon as he saw Radhana Swami, he said, today my day is very auspicious because today I saw darshan of a devotee. Ek hi line simply, ekdam heart se bole. Actually speaking, Ramesh Baba is so severe to my Gurudev. My Gurudev was a child actually when he went to Barsana. That time Baba already was there as a great saintly personality, already was living over there. And my Gurudev went as a child there and got so many realizations. But that great saintly personality is today telling Radhanaji, aap aaye, tamara din dhanya ho gaya aaj. Ek sant ka darshan hone se din dhanya hota hai. Santi is not depending on who is junior to you, who is senior to you, who is younger to you, who is elder to you. Saint is a saint. He can be a child also. He can be 10 years old also. Janeshwar was how many years old? 11 years old. Huh? It's like that. Such a deep, it made me so much effect in my heart when I heard the statement. It's not because he told about my guru or anybody. It's like, he's so convinced to be able to meet a saintly personality is a great thing in life. Even though he himself is a saint, but he has a faith that I also need to meet a saint. He doesn't believe that he is a saint. We all know he is a saint. But he has that faith that I also need to see a face of a saint. Then only my day is done, my life is done. Successful. That is the wealth of life. What is the use otherwise? I know, I don't want to quote you, I know so many rich people. So many, and some of them are close friends of mine. Unfortunately, they don't get sleep in the night. Now you must have read in novels and newspapers and magazines. I know these people left and right. They also came to my daughter's marriage. Know them very well. They only asked me one question. Ki, I met you 28 years back. And since then I am meeting you again and again. And can you believe this? That richest man on earth, not richest man, but one of the many richest men, is asking only one question to me without fail every time when I meet him for last 28 years. Ki, how you are so happy? I'm not telling you lie, I'm telling you truth. Every time he asks me same question, how you can be so happy? Now he has, according to me, not less than 1.5 lakh crores of property, business. He is worth 1.5 lakh crores in world of business. And he is embracing me and asking me, how you are so happy? Happiness lies not in wealth. It lies in the Lord and in the holy name of the Lord and serving the Lord and being with saintly people. Happiness doesn't lie in your position, in your money, in your business. His son is divorced after 1 month of marriage. He spent crores of rupees and after 1 month the son is divorced. Son is almost gone mad now. So much money is there. He doesn't know how to spend the money. One party takes place, he spent 300 crore rupees. I know this. But still there is no happiness. What do you want? Women you want? Available. You want money? What do you want? Best liquor in the world, best women in the world, everything is available. But you can't be happy now with that. You can't be happy. You want to be happy actually. You want one person who loves you. And you can't purchase that person with money. And those who have umpteen number of people who love them, they are the wealthiest people. They may not have a penny in the pocket. But there are people who love you and die for you, ready to die for you, you are really wealthy. And we should not try to become wealthy of this world. What Jesus Christ said, don't acquire wealth of this world. Prepare your wealth in the next world. What is that line? Bible says, don't something, very beautiful line is there, which means, don't make your assets in this world. Make your assets in the world next. That is the kingdom of God. That wealth will help you, which will be eternal wealth. This wealth will not help you. Now who will tell you that statement? A saintly person will tell you that statement. Jesus has told the statement to you. So don't run after the wealth of this world. This will never, what she is saying in the song. What you are going to take with you? Nothing. Mero mero karyo. Chhod de is nadani ko. Give up this madness of always calling this is mine, that is mine. Give up this mentality. Who will tell you this? Only a saintly man can tell you this. And why can he tell you this? Because he does not expect anything from you. When you can tell the truth? When you don't expect anything from that person. Suppose I have to get some money from you. I can't tell something which is truthful about you. You are a cheater, you are a bogus person. I can't tell you that because I have to get something from you. So I will be always saying, oh madam, goody goody, nice. Because I want to get something from you. But suppose if I have nothing to gain from you, I can tell you on the face, madam, you are not the right person. This is not good in you. I'm not scared. Why? Because I'm not selfish. I don't want to gain anything from you. The saintly person, why they can tell you on face everything? The saintly person doesn't expect anything from you. Your money, your wealth, he doesn't care for them. For him, your wealth is like a kachra. For him, your position, your influence and your property, your assets and your power is like a kachra in dustbin. He has no value. He has already given up all that. What you acquired, he has given up everything before only. And he has nothing, no interest in those things which you want to impress him with. That is why he can tell you the truth on face. Wake up, bolega aapko. Aap maya mein ho. Get up from the maya. And give up all this possessiveness of mine and mine and mine. Become a devotee of the Lord. Listen to me. You are a fool number one. Who can tell that? Who can tell that? Ramdas Swami, you know, he slapped the king straight jaake. Ki aap adharm ke raja. He didn't worry about ki raja hai wo, talwar se kaat dega mera sar. He had such guts, a power of his devotion. That a nanga, he only had kupin. He didn't, he was not wearing any clothes also. Ramdas Swami. So such a great saintly devotee of Lord Ram. Straight went to the kingdom. Darbar mein jaake, sab darbar ke mantri ke samne raja ko ek kaan ke niche awaaz lagaya usne. He said, you are misbehaving as a king. If you were scared ki mere ko maar dalega, to wo bolne pata tha. Aray sadhu log to zindagi ki parwaah bhi nahi karte. They don't even care for death also. That's why they can be fearless. Who can be fearless? Who gets over the fear of death? He is a fearless person. You can't, what will you threaten him with? Maadalunga aapko. Bola maadalo. Kya usme? Hai na? Ye Ramesh Babaji ki kahani batata aapko main. Wo, he was staying in that mountain na, Barsane ka mountain rehte the wo. So 50-60 years back when he came there as a young boy, there was a place for dacoits. And they would store their stolen material over there. In the cave and in the mountain, no? So there this fellow came. Started doing worshipping Radhe Radhe, Krishna, devotion, dancing. प्रेयर कीर्तन चालू किया उसने, तो लोग आने लगे सुनने के लिए। तो डाकू लोग बोले अरे ये तो हमारा गुप्त जगह थी, पब्लिक आने लगा, पीपल स्टार्ट कमिंग देयर, सो इट वाज लाइक अ थ्रेट फॉर देम। अरे इसका एकांत प्लेस में हम लोग आके अपना सामान रखते थे। तो देखिए हम साधु रमेश बाबाजी महाराज, हम टोल्ड हिम महाराज गेट लॉस्ट फ्रॉम हियर, यू बिकॉज ऑफ यू पीपल आर कमिंग ओवर हियर, दिस इज आवर प्लेस, ये राजे राजे करना बंद कर दो, स्टॉप ऑल दिस कीर्तन एंड प्रेइंग टू लॉर्ड, आई विल किल यू। सो व्हाट यू मस्ट हैव आंसर्ड, व्हाट यू विल आंसर, योग माया आई एम आस्किंग यू, यू आर देयर इन द माउंटेन, यू आर चैंटिंग द नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड विद ग्रेट डिवोशन, पीपल आर कमिंग टू लिसन, एंड नाउ अ डाकू इज कमिंग एंड शोइंग गन टू यू एंड तलवार टू यू एंड सेइंग योग माया गेट लॉस्ट फ्रॉम हियर, अदरवाइज आई विल किल यू, स्टॉप दिस कीर्तन एंड प्रेयर्स, व्हाट यू विल से, थिंक फॉर अ व्हाइल दैट यू आर देयर एंड यू आर थ्रेटन्ड लाइक दिस, एनी आंसर विल गिव, or you keep crying only, trembling and crying, what will happen to you? Ramesh Babaji said, अरे मरने के लिए तो आए हैं, मार डालो। That man became quiet. आगे क्या बोलेगा उसको? मरने की धमकी दे रहा है, बोला मरने के लिए तो आए हैं इधर, भगवान के धाम में मरने के लिए आए हैं। चला गया वो डाकू, कुछ दिन के बाद सामान मर लेके सब डाकू लोग सब चले गए वहां से। अरे जो मरने से डरता नहीं उसके लिए क्या हम डराएंगे उसको और क्या धमकी देंगे उसको। रात भी बैठे हुए बाबा वहां पर, 52 साल हो गए, 58 साल पूरे हो गए, उधर ही बैठे हुए हैं, सब डाकू लोग चले गए, भक्त लोग सब आ गए उतरे। दैट इज द क्वालिटी ऑफ अ सेंटली पर्सनैलिटी, इज फियरलेस बिकॉज इज गॉन ओवर द फियर ऑफ डेथ ऑल्सो, इवन डेथ डजंट स्केयर हिम एनी मोर। इन फैक्ट यू नो वॉट टू नो द फैक्ट, इन फैक्ट द सेंटली पर्सनैलिटी वॉन्ट टू मीट डेथ वेरी फास्ट बिकॉज ही नोज डेथ विल मेक हिम मीट हिज बिलेवेड लॉर्ड। Death is that event which is the guaranteed event for him to meet his Lord, for which he is preparing and waiting for years together. Oh, बहुत जल्दी आ गए तो बहुत खुशी की बात है, इतना साल बच गया मेरा। और हम लोग क्या बोलते हैं, नहीं मरना है, नहीं मरना है, नहीं मरना है, अरे अभी नहीं मरना है, अभी तो मेरे बच्चे को पोते को स्कूल लेके जाना है मुझे, और मेरे बच्चे की शादी देखना है मुझे, अभी तक मत लोगों मत, मरना नहीं है, मरना नहीं है। दिस इज वॉट वी आर सेइंग, सेंटली मैन इज अटैच टू ऑल दीज थिंग्स। हाँ, 4 दिनों का ये कबीला है, जाए सब छोड़ के हंस अकेला, सबको अकेला छोड़ के जाने वाले सब लोग, तो क्यों मेरा मेरा करके रहना है। वर्शिप द लॉर्ड, लेट हिम कंट्रोल योर लाइफ, बट हु विल टेल यू दिस, ओनली अ सेटली पर्सन कैन टेल यू दिस, अदर्स विल नॉट डेयर टू टेल यू दिस बिकॉज दे वॉन्ट समथिंग फ्रॉम यू ऑलवेज। हरे कृष्णा, थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर लिसनिंग टू मी। यू हैव एनी क्वेश्चन? So search for that saintly man. If you have met, fine. If you have not met, search for him. If you have found him, make connection with him. Develop relation with him. If that is done, then your visa is stamped to go back to home, back to Godhead. बाकी दुनिया का कोई भी तक शक्ति आपको रोक नहीं सकता है फिर उनको मिलने के लिए, भगवान से मिलने के लिए। Nothing can stop you from meeting the Lord. If you have made connection with the dear devotee of the Lord, then you don't have to worry. Anything in life. Because this life is successful, all your difficulties in life will be taken care by the Lord, and when you die, the Lord will bring you surely to kingdom of His by the connection of yours with the pure devotee of the Lord. And that's why we all keep going to Barsana, these, there, to keep meeting saintly people. That's our wealth of life. And money will keep coming and going, and theek hai, everything is all right. Sab ho jayega. Dhire dhire sab ho jayega. जो होना है वो सब योगक्षेम वहाम्य हम, क्या बोलते हैं भगवान, चिंता मत करो, मेरा आश्रय आपने लिया है ना, आपके पास जो नहीं है वो हम आपको देंगे, जो आपके पास है उसको हम बचा के रखेंगे। योग एंड क्षेम मतलब क्या, योगक्षेम, व्हाट यू डोंट हैव एंड व्हाट यू हैव, व्हाट यू डोंट हैव आई विल गिव, व्हाट यू नीड आई विल प्रोवाइड, एंड व्हाट यू ऑलरेडी हैव आई विल प्रिजर्व, एंड अहम myself I'll do it, huh? I'm not going to do it to somebody else, no agency, I'll do it myself for you because you are my devotee. Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana paryupasate, ananya matlab kya, aur kis par prem nahi karte aap, thoda paise pe bhi karte hain, thoda sa chair pe bhi karte hain prem, aur thoda bhagwan pe karte hain, aisa nahi, ananya matlab kya, exclusive, that word means exclusive, one pointed, ananyas chintayanto mam, jo mera ananya एक्सक्लूसिव ध्यान करता है उसके लिए जो कमी है वो पूरी करता हूँ, जो है मैं बचा कर रखता हूँ। तो आप वो बनो, और वो बनने का आपको सहायता कौन करेगा? अ सेंटली पर्सन विल हेल्प यू टू बिकम लाइक दैट, बिकॉज ही ऑलरेडी हैज बिकम लाइक दैट, ही नोज हाउ टू बिकम लाइक दैट, ही विल हेल्प यू टू बिकम लाइक दैट। थैंक यू फाइनली वेरी मच। हरे कृष्ण।